God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did there... failure in ministry reveal the will of God? No. Did the man and his son's failure to receive reveal the will of God? No. Then why do people think it does now? Do you see what I'm saying or not? If I prayed for somebody to be healed and they died, what does that prove? Huh? If they made confessions about healing and they died prematurely, what does that prove? Does that reveal that it wasn't God's will to heal them? If it does, then why didn't this reveal when Jesus' closest followers ministered to this boy and he didn't get delivered and he didn't get healed? Did that show that it wasn't God's will? Because Jesus comes right behind them and heals him and sets him free. If it wasn't the will of God, he wouldn't have done it. He's the will of God in action. The man's, his son's failure to receive, the minister's failure to minister, did not show the will of God. It showed failure to receive and failure to minister. Right? Not the will of God. Does this help you or not? Man, this is so important. You do understand that there's more of them believing it's not His will in the earth than there are of us. Do you understand that? There's a lot of Christians think we're nuts. Or worse, they think we're presumptuous. How dare you? How dare we what? Endeavor to follow Jesus and act like He acted? Well, who do you think you are, trying to act just like Jesus? I thought that was the plan. Didn't you? I mean, that's how I read it. I thought that was the idea. Right? He never told one person, it's not God's will to heal you. Not one account. Never told one person, it's not time yet. You have to suffer for this for a while. Never told one person, God's working something out in your life through this. He's teaching you through this sickness. And as soon as you learn all your lessons, then maybe you can be. Not one. This is not Jesus' teaching. This is not His ministry. These are men's ideas trying to explain seeming failures. That's how all these doctrines get started. Somebody prayed for somebody somewhere and it didn't work out. And so they say, well, God, in His great wisdom, just didn't see fit to do it. Well, why did it never occur to people? Maybe they didn't do something right. Maybe they failed instead of just, this proves the will of God. We got more sense than that when it comes to the new birth. We know that if somebody goes to 1,000 church services in their life and have 100,000 opportunities to receive Christ and they die without the Lord, we don't say, well, it must not have been God's will for them to be saved. We got better sense than that, right? Their failure to receive Jesus does not prove or reveal that it wasn't God's will to save them. All it proves is their failure to receive. Why wouldn't it be that way with other things? If you get prayed for and you didn't receive the Holy Spirit, does that prove it's not God's will for you to be filled with the Spirit and speak in tongues? No. It proves you didn't receive or you didn't yield. Huh? Somebody said, well, I don't believe that. Well, you should. It's God's will. for every person on the planet to be born again. How many believe that? How many? Everybody. How many is it God's will to be healed? Same people. Everybody. How many is it God's will to be prosperous and blessed and have all their needs met? Every single person. And it's God's will for every Christian to be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, be full of power, and speak in tongues. It is. I was a Christian for years who didn't speak with tongues. I was thoroughly saved. But I've been a Christian for many more years now who has been filled and do talk in tongues. With is better. Much better. You say, well, I don't know about it. Well, if you don't speak in tongues, you have no experience. You're not qualified to speak on the matter. I was a Christian who didn't speak in tongues. For many years now, I've been a Christian who does speak with tongues. It's for everybody, and it's wonderful. Amen. And every child of God needs this fullness, needs this empowerment for service, requires, must have this ability to commune with God in a heavenly language. If you're just limited to praying with your understanding, you have a limited prayer life. If you're just limited to what you know, that ain't much. Don't care who you are, right? But by the Holy Ghost, you can pray out divine mysteries. You can pray out things about the future, things about the plan of God. I'll never forget, you know, Phyllis grew up Catholic. And when she married me, we started going to a Pentecostal church. I grew up Pentecostal, but hadn't received the Holy Ghost even when I was married. We were just taught to tarry. God might fill you. He might not. You just never knew. But that, you know, that's all the light we had. And Phyllis, I mean, she, you know, we'd come down to the service and after the preaching that people come to the altar, men on one side and women on the other side, tarry. And she'd sit back in the back and I'd go tarry. I got hungry, forgot I wanted to be filled. I believed it was right. But somewhere or another I didn't receive. Didn't know. Thinking wrong. You know, that night after night this happened. I mean, one night I started tarrying about 9:30, 3 in the morning, I'm still up there tarrying. Well, after several nights of this, she's sitting in the back, you know, waiting, going. And finally she said, Lord, you know, whatever it is he wants, would you please give it to him so we could go home? And then finally she started, you know, she didn't grow up Pentecostal. She grew up completely differently than I did. And she thought, well, Lord, maybe it's me. You know, is it something I've done wrong? Am I holding him back some way or another? And she started praying and asking God to help her. Next thing you know, she's filled with the Holy Ghost. Talking in tongues. I thought, God, I'm Pentecostal. She's Catholic. That don't seem to matter much to him. And so I knew God was dealing with us about ministry. Not ministry, just about his plan for our life. I didn't know about the ministry at that time, but I knew something was going on. God was dealing with me, and I knew enough about the Word that I should be able to pray out these mysteries in other tongues, but I hadn't received. So I'd tell her, I said, well, you can do it. You pray about this. Pray in tongues for me, you know. Because I kept saying, well, now I don't want it to be phony. You know, if you ever hear Keith speak in tongues, you'll know it ain't me. As long as I believe like that, talk like that, I never spoke in tongues. Because see, I had the idea that God's just going to kind of take you over. Yeah. And just make you do something or just talk through you. Kind of like somebody, like one minister said, somebody turned a radio on the inside of you. And you just open your mouth and out, you know, the speaker comes out. Somebody says, well, I don't want it to be me. I want it to be the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost to receive the Holy Ghost? Well, no, but I don't want it to be just me doing it. Well, you doing what? Me speaking. Well, you want the Holy Ghost to speak. Yeah. That's not what it says. The scriptures don't say they were all filled with the Spirit and the Spirit began to speak. It said they began to speak. They began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. If you don't speak, you won't speak. Somebody said, well, I don't want it to be me. Well, you want it to be your brother? Who you want it to be? Now, the reason I know so much about this is because I tarried. Oh, Lord. I mean, when I did finally receive, and I'll tell you a little bit about how I did that, and why am I talking about all this tonight? But somebody could use this. When I finally did, I remembered back numerous times when the Holy Spirit came on me. And I didn't have enough sense to know what was going on. Didn't know how to yield. Everybody say yield.
Yield.
Say it again, yield. If you have been prayed for to receive the Holy Spirit and you didn't speak with tongues, there's primarily one of two reasons why. I'm going to give them to you. Don't think, well, it's just not for the gift of tongues is not for everybody. Well, you're wrong. Speaking with tongues is for everybody. I said, well, it says in the Bible. No, it's not talking about that. It's talking about a ministry of speaking in tongues and interpretation. Same writer said, you may all speak with tongues. Right? It's one of the signs that follow believers. If you don't believe it, then you're not a candidate to receive. But if you have been prayed for and you didn't speak with tongues, it's because of one of two reasons. Either a lack of faith, we're back to puny faith, or a failure to yield. To yield. To yield means to act on the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Let's say it's offering time and he deals with you to sow $1,000. How would you yield to that? By acting on that prompting, right? If you didn't sow the money, if you didn't give the money, then you didn't yield. How would I tell which one it is, Brother Keith? Real simple. If when you're prayed for, if you sense the Holy Ghost coming on you, the anointing and the power coming on you, then it wasn't a lack of faith.
That's right.
You expected Him to come on you. You expected Him to fill you, and He came on you, and He came up in you. And when He does, He'll give you utterance. But you have to speak it out. You use your tongue, use your mouth, use your vocal cords, just like when you're speaking English. Difference is, it's not coming out of your head, it's coming out of your heart. Amen? If you don't speak, you won't speak. And see, that's what I struggled with for so long. I kept waiting for Him to make me speak. Or just speak through me, apart from me. That's not what the Scripture says. That's not how it is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man with the Lunatic Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R905. That's R905. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.